Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest Bitcoin technical analysis as we already recaptured 70,000 a little earlier this morning. Also breaking news, exactly 2 years ago, the nation of Madeira declared Bitcoin legal and eliminated all taxes on hodlers, and quoting Max Kaiser, flooding, crop failures, commodity price spikes, insurance company failures, rising in interest rates, bank failures, war, famine, pestilence. Feel free to live in denial, but the facts remain. Bitcoin 220,000 in play. Send it. We'll also be discussing Bitcoin pretty unlikely to revisit the 50,000 price level, according to on-chain analyst Dylan LeClaire. We'll also be discussing Whale holding almost $600 million in Bitcoin, sends Bitcoin to Binance after being dormant for 8 months. We'll be checking out the latest data from Look On Chain, as well as Pantera Capital's crypto fund surges 66% amid the ongoing market optimism, as well as the Bitcoin halving will have a battle with a weak time of the year, according to Coinbase. And as we know, that halving is scheduled to take place in 11 more days. We'll also be discussing Pharma Bro Martin Scarelli predicts a 75% chance of Bitcoin smashing $1 million per coin this year by the end of 2024. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more, in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. .net. Today is episode number 1602. That's right, 1602. I'm your host, JV. It's April 7, 2024. Another Sunday pump day. Yesterday was Stat Stacking Saturday, so hopefully you took advantage of it. Checking out Coin360. We got Bitcoin currently above 69,300. We already surpassed 70,000 a little earlier in the day. We also have Ether hovering at around 3,400, while the major alts are pumping back in the green. Checking out CoinMarketCap.com, we're sitting on roughly a 2.6 trillion market cap with over 62 billion in volume for the past 24 hours. Bitcoin dominance still on the rise at 52.9%, with the Ether dominance at 15.7%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past 24 hours, we got WIF up 16%, followed by CKB up 12.5%, followed by Pepe up 11.11%. Happy 11.11. And below that, Gala, Doge, and Ordi. Now, which alts are you guys most bullish on for this particular bull run? Let me know in the live chat. And checking out the crypto bubbles to get a visual perspective on the day. Safe to say the majority of the alts, I'd say 80 to 85% pumping it in the green. And zooming out on the monthly, it's pretty much a mixed bag, maybe 55 to 60% in the red and 45 to 50% in the green. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index as of today, we are currently rated a 78. Extreme greed. Yesterday, 75. Last week, a 75. And last month, an 81. In extreme greed. And as you can see here, only 11 days and 5 hours left till Bitcoin halving 2024, with the scheduled date set to take place April 19th. We're currently on block height 838,184. As soon as we hit 840,000, it's official. And checking out the time chain calendar from timechaincalendar.com, it shows you the block we're currently on, 838,185. And you can currently trade $1 for 1,443 Satoshis. That's right. And where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to be within the next 11 days at the time of the halving? Holla.
More than 5 sats in your stack, then get it on. Yeah. Had the people on my back to get a song. Very broke, have a talk, we smoked them like a bomb.
Boom. But anyways, fam, now let's dive into today's Bitcoin technical analysis. Check out some of the charts where the price action is likely to go next. Be sure to pump the likes, to pump the stream. Much appreciated. Here you can see on the Bitcoin 1 hour chart, Bitcoin headed higher into the April 11th weekly close as uncharacteristic weekend Bitcoin price action boosted the bulls. That's right. TradingView showed a sudden move above 69,000 during the weekend, with Bitcoin hitting local highs of 69,800 on Bitstamp. And with the close now just hours away, traders evoke similar weekend scenarios, hoping upside would continue into the new week. Quoting Dan Crypto Trades, not your typical weekend, as price has mostly grinded up the entire weekend instead of just hovering at the same level. We have seen this kind of price action a few times during our initial move. The 70,000 plus often saw a quick wick after futures reopened back into up only mode. And for analyst Mikhail Van De Pop, the area immediately above 69,000 was acting as a crucial line in the sand, quoting him here. If this breaks, we'll likely see a strong continuation towards the all-time highs pre-halving and the current all-time high of 73,800. And this chart noted the ongoing existence of a bearish divergence, heightening the odds of a Bitcoin price rejection at that 72,000 level. And quoting Rec Capital, can it hold above 69,000 until the weekly close is in? So that's the million-dollar question right now. Let me know if you think that is favorable. And with Bitcoin approaching new April highs, optimism is also focused on the institutional inflows and how they might shape up. Moving forward, a rebound into net flows amongst the U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs last week set the tone, along with news that bankrupt crypto lending firm Genesis finished selling billions of dollars worth of shares of their product, GBTC. And at the same time, the largest global asset manager, BlackRock, one of the ETF operators, which now has over 260,000 Bitcoin, revealed it added various big name U.S. banks as authorized participants. And per the latest data from Farside, April 5th ended the net ETF inflows of just over 200 million, with the week's total at around $570 million. And breaking news as shared here, exactly 2 years ago, the nation of Madeira declared Bitcoin legal and eliminated all taxes on hodlers. And quoting the high priest, Max Kaiser, giving us a warning: flooding, crop failures, commodity price spikes, insurance company failures, rising interest rates, bank failures, war, famine, pestilence. Feel free to live in denial, but the facts remain. Bitcoin, $220,000 in play. Send it. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the high priest. But let's dive into our next story of the day and discuss 50,000. Very unlikely. According to on-chain analyst Dylan LeClaire, the frequency of the Bitcoin reaching higher support prices, as well as the lack of immediate froth in derivative markets, suggests the price is unlikely to retrace down to 50,000. Sorry, bears. And that's not happening anytime soon, according to the analyst. Senior analyst Dylan LeClaire explained in his note April 7th that if Bitcoin rises back into the 70,000-75,000 price range, it'll put significant pressure on short positions, quoting him again, as we have consolidated an increasing amount of short liquidations are building from 70 to 75,000. Happy 420. If Bitcoin's price rises to 70,000, approximately 174 million will get liquidated, as per data from CoinGlass. And should it reach the upper boundary of LeClaire's range of 75,000, that's 830 million worth of short positions facing liquidation. This translates to roughly 8% increase from the Bitcoin current price of 69.3. Likewise, a similar percentage change of 7.5%, but in a downward movement, occurred on March 15th, resulting in a half a billion worth of liquidations. LeClaire explained, although a decline in the price of Bitcoin to 50,000, which is a 27% decrease from the current price, it could trigger substantial liquidation of long positions, and he doesn't foresee it considering the recent price shifts and the increasing support levels. Quoting him again, while there is a large cluster of longs that could be taken out at 50 Gs, given the structure of higher lows and the lack of immediate froth in derivatives landscape currently, I find it pretty unlikely we revisit the level. And not impossible, of course, he warned. Bitcoin's latest price dip below 50,000 just February 13th when we tapped 49,725 before our epic ascent into, you know, the 70,000 range. Now, just the day before February 12th, it reached 50,000, a level not reached since December 2021. And he backed up his claim, citing the recent action by BlackRock, which updated its IBIT prospectus April 5th, adding five big Wall Street firms as new authorized participants, members including ABM Armo Clearing, Citadel Securities, Citigroup, Global Markets, Goldman Sachs, and UBS Securities. And prominent crypto traders are speculating over the Bitcoin price ahead of the halving event scheduled to take place on 420. This event occurs every 4 years and will cut the miner block rewards by 50% from 6.25 BTC to 3.125. Now, as reported, the Bitcoin price has risen around 650%, which is 6.5x the last Bitcoin halving in 2020. How many of you were around for that? Let me know in the chat. And if historical chart patterns were to repeat, the Bitcoin price would reach 434,000 per coin by the 2028 halving if it performs similarly to the current cycle. And crypto trader Rec Capital believes there's considerable potential for further upwards movement in the short term. He told his followers April 7th that the market is approximately one third through the bull market phase. Let me know if you agree or disagree with that sentiment. But let's dive into our next story of the day and discuss what's going on over here. Whale holding 600 million in Bitcoin sends Bitcoin to Binance after being dormant for 8 months. Who could it be? Let's break it down. The Bitcoin whale, with nearly 600 million worth of BTC, deposited the large amount of its coins onto the largest exchange in the world, being Binance. And according to blockchain tracking firm Look On Chain, the whale that has been dormant for the past 8 months sent 74 million in Bitcoin to Binance, but still holds 600 million worth of BTC. Quoting them here, a whale that had been dormant for 8 months transferred 2,000 Bitcoin to a new wallet on Thursday, then deposited 1,100 Bitcoin into Binance. This whale currently holds 8,900 BTC worth roughly $600 million. Now, Look On Chain also has its radar locked on the crypto giant Grayscale. According to the firm, Grayscale shed 77 million worth of Bitcoin on Friday, but still holding on to nearly 22 billion worth of Bitcoin to back its ETF. Quoting them here, Grayscale decreased 1,154 Bitcoin and currently holds 326,000 BTC, which is 22 billion. BlackRock added 2,000 Bitcoin and currently holds 259,000 Bitcoin worth over 17 billion. The nine ETFs, including Grayscale, added 3,400 Bitcoin worth over 229 million. I mean, check out these charts here. It clearly shows you the iShares Bitcoin Trust by BlackRock controls the largest amount, roughly 260,000 Bitcoin, followed by the Fidelity Wise Origin Bitcoin Fund holding 149,000, followed by ARK, Bitwise, Invesco, VanEck, Valkyrie, Franklin, and Grayscale. And obviously, Grayscale's had the largest outflows as of recently, but also now tremendous inflows as they just announced buying, I think, $1 billion, which I shared on yesterday's pod. So in the second week of March, Grayscale also led the offloading of the institutional capital from crypto products. The digital asset manager said the market uncertainty made investors more hesitant, as evidenced by the lower inflows into the ETFs. Grayscale spearheaded the outflows with over $2 billion, leaving its products during the week. Quoting them here, we believe the recent price correction led to the hesitancy from investors, leading to much lower inflows into new ETF issuers in the United States, which saw US $1.1 billion worth of inflows, partially offsetting incumbent Grayscale's significant $2 billion worth of outflows. So there you have it, my crypto fam. Let me know your thoughts on that. But anyways, fam, pump the likes, pump the stream. Let's dive into our next story of the day, discuss the latest with this Pantera fund. Headline reads, Pantera Capital's crypto fund surges 66% amid market optimism. That's right. Pantera's liquid token fund reportedly posted 66% return first quarter of 2024, driven by investments in crypto tokens, Solana, as an example. According to the shareholder letter reviewed by Bloomberg, the fund's strong performance from January to March was also propelled by assets such as Ribbon Finance and Stacks, while exposure to tokens tied to Bitcoin and Ether decreased during that period. Portfolio manager Cosmo Jiang told Bloomberg the fund had reduced its Bitcoin holdings by more than half Boo! Since the beginning of 2024, here's what they said. We'd been pretty heavy in Bitcoin until the start of the year, and I really like each month we have decreased that Bitcoin position meaningfully. Now, data from TradingView showed that the RBN token rose 400% thus far this year, while gains for Solana are at 70%, outperforming Bitcoin's 62.5% appreciation in 2024. Now, launched November of 2017, Pantera Liquid Token Fund holds a pool of 10 to 20 liquid tokens. The fund is designed for accredited investors willing to commit a minimum of $100,000 and primarily targets decentralized finance tokens. Pantera Capital is a $5.2 billion asset manager and an early investor in the crypto space. The firm recently raised around $250 million to buy SOL tokens from former crypto exchange FTX. And that's right, Solana was one of the SAM coins. The tokens were reportedly purchased for $64, about 60% below the current market price. Sol's price performance has been attributed to a rise in its blockchain market dominance and the crazy meme coin frenzies. And on April 3rd, meme coins like Whiff and Bonk continue to rise in popularity, along with the recently launched Cat in the Dog's World and Book a Meme. And according to a CoinShares report, institutional investors poured almost $25 million into Sol-based investment funds in March, supporting the token's price rise. So there you have it. And by a show of hands, I'm curious, anyone here bullish on any of those meme coins on the Solana blockchain, such as Whiff or Bonk or Solana in of itself? Curious? Let me know. But anyways, fam, let's dive into this Bitcoin halving a little deeper before we dive into the latest prediction from Martin Scorelli, giving Bitcoin a 75% chance probability of hitting $1 million this year in 2024. But first, here's the latest regarding Coinbase on the halving. Many crypto traders are eyeing the Bitcoin halving event as the primary driver for a potential price spike, but the time of year will be an obstacle, according to Coinbase. The crypto market will need to find another narrative to further push up the prices across the board, says Coinbase, further explaining in an April 5th commentary report, quoting them here. The Bitcoin halving, currently due April 20th or the 21st, 420, could be a catalyst for the higher prices, but it'll have to contend with what is typically a weak time of the year for crypto markets and other risk assets. Personally, I think it's irrelevant, the time of the year. I mean, Bitcoin has been doing remarkable things on unexpected timelines, just like we witnessed last year as well as already this year. We've been on a hell of a tear. But anyways, Bitcoin has typically seen a monthly return of 2.7% from June to September since 2011. And while in the other 8 months, average a return of around 19%, according to data from Brave New Coin. Meanwhile, Coinbase further noted that the overall crypto volumes have also continued to slow as the market tries to find the next narrative to power it higher. Over the last 24 hours, a total crypto volume was almost $62 billion, a 33% decrease from the previous day, according to CoinMarketCap. However, crypto exchanges see signs pointing towards the likelihood of an increase in new investors entering the crypto market in the near future. Quoting them again, in our view, Bitcoin's increased acceptance as a form of digital gold could enable demand from a new subset of investors in this market regime. Now, Bitcoin's dominance in the overall crypto market is currently 50.6%, according to CoinStats, which is the market cap of Bitcoin relative to the overall crypto market. Furthermore, the report explained that those waiting for the price declines to invest may find troughs to be less and less as more investors get involved. Quoting them again, as a result, we think dips are likely to be more aggressively bought compared to previous cycles, even as volatility persists during price discovery. And price discovery ultimately means new all-time highs. Halving events have frequently been associated with spikes in the price of bitties. Following the previous halving in May of 2020, the Bitcoin price surged, starting at $8,700 during the halving and breaching 69,000 by November of 2021. And as reported, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Circuit, Second Circuit, ruled in favor of Coinbase just recently, confirming that the secondary sales of cryptos on its platform did not violate the Securities Exchange Act. The platforms contended that Coinbase was offering and selling unregistered securities. Sorry, Mr. Gensler. Furthermore, they accused the exchange of violating various provisions of security laws. However, Coinbase argued that the secondary crypto asset sales didn't meet securities transaction criteria, disputing the relevance of securities regulations. So there you have it. Only 11 days left until this Bitcoin halving. I personally feel regardless of the time of the year the halving occurs, it's going to be bullish. And I think post-halving is when the real fireworks will begin. But let me know your thoughts as Bitcoin continues ascending. We're now up over $1,000 on the day. So massive shout out to all my Bitcoin hodlers and everyone just joining the stream. But now let's dive into our feature story of the day. We have Pharma Bro, Martin Scorelli, predicting Bitcoin hitting $1 million per coin this year in 2024, giving it a 75% probability. So let's break it down. As the headline reads here, but let's start with the actual tweet he just recently wrote on April 1st, which had 1.4 million views. I think there's a 75% chance of Bitcoin being $1 million by year end. I can't talk about the thesis, but that's it. My prediction. And naturally, being it was April 1st, I think people assumed, ha ha ha, April Fools. Someone wrote here, if Bitcoin hit 1 million by end of the year, then that would mean we reached a systemic collapse of fiat confidence and likely the worst recession, depression anyone alive has experienced. Retail FOMO and ETFs alone can't drive a top like that over that short a duration. And he responded, not necessarily though. And the other guy responded, it'd require 14.6x from here, 1.345 trillion to nearly 20 trillion market cap in just 9 months. It would be the single largest and fastest rise in any asset in the history of the civilized world. That's an asset increase that's equal to the aggregate gold, silver, Apple, Microsoft market caps combined. And then someone else chimed in, Bitcoin has risen much faster than 14.6x in 9 months in the past, 2013 and 2017, for instance. Good points. Obviously, it had much smaller market cap back then. Good points. And then someone wrote, yeah, pushing the denominator of the size is a challenge. Then again, crazier things have happened in history and pretty good little back and forth. But nonetheless, let's dive into the article, which was written based upon this synopsis. Former pharmaceutical executive Martin Scorelli made the bold prediction Monday, proclaiming 75% chance the Bitcoin reaches $1 million by the end of the year. Does sound familiar? We also had Samson Mao predicting 1 million per coin this year, which we'd covered a few times on the pod. Now, what happened? Scorelli, who was convicted of securities fraud in 2018, sentenced to 7 years in prison, took to his X account to voice his opinion, which I just read out loud. He dismissed comments that his prediction is an April Fool's Day joke. Scorelli did not provide a thesis for his prediction, as commentators pointed out, saying he just wanted to document the call. Scorelli shrugged off the argument that such a scenario would require a systemic collapse of fiat confidence and likely the worst recession or depression anyone has lived through and experienced, with the words, not necessarily. Now, Scorelli's call far exceeds the bullish prediction of hedge fund manager Mark Yusko, who foresees the Bitcoin price spike to $150,000 within the next 12 months. Quoting him here, Bitcoin is the king. It is the dominant token. It is a better form of gold, he shared on CNBC's Fast Money. And quoting Max Keiser, gold is the poor man's Bitcoin. Now, Yusko also said that it can go up 10x from here easily over the next decade. Now, if we 10x from the current price action, we're discussing like a $700,000 Bitcoin price family. That's when things get very exciting. Now, Scorelli joins the ranks of hyper-bullish Bitcoin predictions, such as ARK Invest's CEO, Cathie Wood, predicting the apex predator soaring to 3.8 million per Bitcoin by the end of the decade, which I've recently covered here as well on the pod. If you've missed that episode, be sure to check it out. Now, in the short run, Bitcoin is looking to maintain its winning streak, recording its seventh straight monthly green candle and highest ever monthly close. So you already know, family, let me know your thoughts surrounding Scorelli's 1 million price prediction. Do you think that's overly bullish? Why do you think he didn't have any thesis or commentary to share on that? Do you respect that target? Do you think there is a 75% probability? Or do you flip that? Maybe you think there's only a 25% probability. Or do you just think it's outrageous and maybe only a 5 to 10% probability? Here's where I stand. My price prediction for the cycle remains. My bear scenario, 222,000. That's my low. And my bull scenario, 750,000 per coin. Scorelli's target for this year in 2024, I'd give it 10 to 15% chance probability. By next year, I'd give it a little higher, maybe 20 to 25% chance probability, but I'm still feeling it's not likely to happen this cycle, but the following cycle, the 2028 halving, that's when I can realistically see Bitcoin hitting $1 million per coin, taking out some of Cathie Wood's price targets. And by the year 2030, at the top of the decade, smashing 3.8 million. Sounds good to me, but let me know your thoughts. Are you bullish as Scarelli? Do you think that's a crazy target? Do you think it's realistic? What's your probability you're going to throw on that? Holla at your boy. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in our live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.